Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's Brewers Outlet time. That's right. Snacks, pickle bar, beverages, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And also, don't forget, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, we have the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 1-800-795-9565, powered by Hilscher's General Store. They're 7 miles south of Sealands Grove, routes 11 to 15. You can preview what they have there at www.hilscherstore.com. Blue-white game tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. Jack Hamm and I will be on beginning at noon tomorrow with the blue-white game. Looking forward to that. By the way, the spring game tomorrow for Bucknell, that'll be tomorrow evening. And in just a few minutes, I will sit down and talk with Bill O'Brien about how the spring went for the Nittany Lion football team and also preview tomorrow's blue-white scrimmage. But before we get to that, above the noise, and of course a Kevin Herr rant, Dan Patrick.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. With so many great deals in bloom, you'll be thinking spring. Like a 2004 Volvo XC90 2.9-liter twin-turbo, $7,997. 2010 Chevy Impala four-door sedan, $13,284. 2012 Ford Fiesta five-door hatchback SE. Call for our lowest price promise, 888-536-8017. 2010 Ford Mustang Black, just $14,998. 2012 Hyundai Elantra, four-door GLS, $15,943. And a 2008 Ford F-150 Super Crew Lariat, $23,999. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout. 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
An elite group of astro scientists shrunk themselves down to study Little Caesar's amazing new deep, deep dish pizza. They are
Deep Dish Explorers!
Spaceship, this is Ground Control. How would you describe the 8 deliciously crispy caramelized cheese crust corners of the deep, deep dish pizza?
Delicious.
Thank you, Spaceship.
Deep Dish Explorers!
Introducing the Deep, Deep Dish Pizza. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $8 for a large, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Participating locations plus tax.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder with Halt's Crabgrass Preventer. But Scott, you say, you cannot prevent crabgrass. It's just one of life's unavoidable evils. Well, you can prevent it with Scott's. It keeps crabgrass away for up to 4 months while it provides your lawn with essential nutrients. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on, put down Scotts Turf Builder with Halt's Crabgrass Preventer this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
We've been waiting, and it's finally here. Signs of spring. Look around your yard. Does it need a little TLC? Visit the Garden Center at Schaefer Landscapes Incorporated, Middleburg, for everything your lawn and garden's missing. Are you a landscaper looking for a place to buy wholesale? Schaefer Landscapes Incorporated's the place for you. The garden has April hours, Thursday and Friday, open till 5 p.m. And visit them anytime online at SchaeferLandscapesInc.com. Schaefer Landscapes Incorporated, where landscape is our middle name, literally.
You know, I love the Ford F-150. It looks great, but I want to build one just for me. I would need a 4x4 with plenty of power because I'll be pulling my huge boat. I'd add chrome running boards, 18-inch wheels, ooh, some fog lamps. That would make it real nice. Wait, what am I thinking? I just built the Ford F-150 STX. With all these great features, I don't need to build anything. And neither do you. Check it out at QualityPlusFord.com. Then get to your Quality Plus Ford store.
Here we are, getting ready for the blue-white game. Bill O'Brien joining Steve Jones in the Sunbury Motors studio in probably about 15 minutes or so from now. So be listening for that. And, of course, if you miss any of the interview because you have to duck out of the office or maybe somebody's talking to you in the middle of the interview, don't worry about it. You don't have to tell them, hey, wait, hold on. I want to listen to this. Well, you can, but you don't have to. You can check in to stevejonesshow.com. For the podcast later on this evening as well. So again, if you miss any of that, and of course that goes with any of the interviews we have here on the Steve Jones Show, you can go to the podcast, stevejonesshow.com. And we'll open up the toll-free line, the Hilshire's General Store toll-free line. Hilshire's General Store, routes 11 to 15, just south of Sealands Grove in Port Treverton. You can fill up with fuel and fill up with some great food. Matter of fact, that's not a bad idea on a Friday. Head down there, stop for a little bit. Pick up a couple of things to take home, maybe some things you might want to take with you tomorrow if you're doing any turkey hunting in the morning with a youth or junior. It's Mentor Junior Day for turkey, which means that basically if you have an adult license, you have to sit and watch. It's kind of torturous, actually, if you're used to hunting and then you just go out and you have to sit and watch. But it is Youth Day tomorrow in the state of Pennsylvania. Spring turkey gets underway for everybody the following week. And you know, speaking of that, I went through the other day and found a whole bunch of jackets and hunting items there at Hilshire's General Store. So that's one of the many things you'll pick up when you stop by. I guarantee you're going to pick something up when you stop by and you're going to find stuff that you haven't seen anywhere else either. So we have all that for you. And of course, the weekend means Brewers Outlet is the sponsor of today's show. We appreciate the folks at Brewers. Find them just down on Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket with everything you'll ever want all under one roof for a tailgate, or at least the start of a tailgate. I don't think they have any steaks there. Well, maybe if you talk to Corey, maybe he'd may be able to hook you up with a couple. But he definitely has some beverages for you and the snacks as well for tomorrow's blue-white tailgate. And that's the one thing that I found last year walking around at the blue-white game. It was the smells in the parking lot that I had missed. Broadcasting college football instead of just going as a fan. I missed the tailgate a little bit, so I can understand folks wanting to just head out and tailgate, and hopefully the weather will hold out pretty decent. It looks like we'll have some sunshine, temperatures near 60. Once these storms go through here tonight, should be pretty decent. If you need information on parking and, of course, information on the blue-white game, we have some of it for you at stevejonesshow.com. But you'll also be able to find it at gopsusports.com. And the man who will be bringing you the blue-white game on the radio here on WKOK, back in the Sunbury Motors studio, Steve Jones. At least I thought he was back at the Sunbury Motors studio. Yeah, he's there. He'll be in the booth with Jack Ham for the blue-white game tomorrow beginning at 12 noon. And if you don't make the game, you can always hear it here on WKOK. Also, we'll be on the Big Ten Network as well. And Steve will be on the Big Ten Network for a few short minutes anyway. Actually, I think that's the best part is when they transition you to the Big Ten Network. That's a fun transition to listen to.
Oh. I don't really think too much about it. I don't really think about that. I really don't.
I do. I like hearing you and Jack on the Big Ten Network. I think that's a great addition.
Well, we try to give some information that maybe, I mean, look, we're around the team every day. I think when you're around the team every day, you have built-in advantages that, I mean, like Michael Motti will be one of the announcers of the Big Ten Network. Michael, of course, has built-in knowledge of the team and built-in knowledge about so forth. Now the question is about him conveying it. You know, it's the first time he's ever done a broadcast, things like that. And I'm sure Michael will do a really nice job.
Did he take your class?
So, I mean, no, he didn't take my class.
Wow.
No, no, no.
I find that amazing. You had the easiest class at the whole university, I'm told.
Well, maybe you thought so based on some of the people you've hired lately, but that's fine. I don't know. We try to make it fun. But Mike's not a broadcast major either. Now, McGloin is. And McGloin was always mad that he never took the class. Daryl Clark took the class. Michael Robinson took the class. Dion Butler took the class. Andrew Pitts took the class. Stephon Morris took the class. So we've had some people take it, you know, along the way.
Was there ever a time you had to go to Coach Paterno and go, Coach, listen, somebody's not doing real well in the class right now. I just want to let you know. See if you can do something about that.
Once, and I did not go to him. I went to the academic advisor. And we straightened it out.
I bet, though, if he knew about it, he would have made sure it got straightened out, too.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. That's what you go to with things, okay? You have levels that you go to. In this situation, you go to the academic advisor, and you talk to the young person yourself. The academic advisor then talks to them, make sure that they understand that they're on a bad path in terms of how this class is going to go unless they make some changes. You don't take it to the head coach. There's no need to take it to the head coach. Head coach has other things to worry about. There are times where the academic advisor then will go in and say, okay, here's a list of guys who are not doing well in classes. And then that's how it gets to his desk. It does not get to his desk through what I do or what any other professor. You go to the academic advisor first and then go from there.
Well, the reason I bring that up is I just finished the Paterno book. And one of the things that I didn't realize is how, well, I mean, I did, but I didn't, you know what I mean? I mean, I knew he was big about academics, but I didn't realize just how much he really, really stressed it among his athletes, too. And that's one of the things that's portrayed in this book, too.
Well, no, it's important. Look, the number of times that I saw guys let go, okay, you guys have classes, and they always had on the practice schedule who had class. And give them plenty of time to get out of there, get a shower, get to class. It wasn't one of those, hey, look, we got stuff to do, cram it in there, and hey, let's just go over in your uniform and go to class. No. You had to miss practice because of a class. You missed practice because they had a class. Simple as that. Now, it's all part of the shaky culture that's here, which I understand, where it's just football and football only. I don't really think that he wants to be in the same room with me talking to me right now. But still, and that's the way it's been. And Bill's the same way. So, I mean, Bill has the same stress on academics that Joe had. So, I mean, it hasn't changed at all. That stuff's great. I mean, that's all good. If a guy needs to miss a class, they miss a class. Adrian Amos at one point in the spring had a project he had to do, I think it was a week ago. He was excused from practice. And I've seen other guys. I mean, if they've had something academically, they've been excused from practice. Simple. As long as they tell their position coach, they're all set. You know, you just don't randomly do it on your own. There's an understanding that this is a university. And that's... I mean, it's good to be around people that get it. How about that? And I've been around people, whether it's a Patrick Chambers, an Ed DeCellis, a Bruce Parkhill, a Jerry Dunn, a Dick Harter, Joe Paterno, a Tom Bradley, a Bill O'Brien. They get it. You know, and so that's why there's a lot of parts that bothered me a lot about last July. I mean, on so many different levels, but the part that really bugged me is a culture where football was this. Hey, please, you know what? Don't tell me what it's like here. Okay, I watch guys excused for class. I see tutors come on the road. things like that. I'm talking about the academic advisor on road trips, so forth, study halls, man on the road, things like that. You know, guys not being allowed to play because their academics weren't in order. I mean, I've seen this over and over and over and over. You know, and guys going out and being a part of charity events and things like that, raising money. You sit back and you say to yourself, where does this come from? Now, I know I have a pretty good guess where it came from.
Okay. I believe it came from the same source that tried to cut Thon from 48 hours to 24. I'll leave it at that. But that's a different topic.
You could do your own Google search on that.
I don't know if you'd find that in a Google search. I don't know if you could.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah. But that was the, you know, and then they moved it to 46 hours. They moved it to 46 hours. The plan had been to scale it. Individual wanted 24 because, I mean, students will miss class on Monday.
You know what I tell my students? I teach a Monday class. I tell my students, if you're involved in Thon, you have Monday off. One way or the other, you have Monday off if you're involved in Thon. You don't want to know why? Because I told them in a real life experience, they will get much, much more out of the time that they're spending with Thon. Teamwork, interacting, fighting through something difficult for a great cause, than you will by having me lecture you for 2 hours up here. We'll do the lectures on a different day. And you have to be realistic about, you know, to me, you know what a university is about? A university is about giving you skills to help you get jobs. That, to me, what it's about, giving you skills that will help you get jobs. The Thon experience and everything it brings with it is a kind of life skill that helps you in life, but also helps you in jobs. You have to be realistic about it. This person didn't quite get that. They were just kind of felt like they were the center of the earth. But that's a different topic, different day. Maybe it's in the book someday. You'd like to buy my book, wouldn't you? I'd give you a free copy.
I was going to say, don't I at least get a copy? I mean, I think it would at least be autographed, I would hope.
I could get somebody to sign it for you.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to say, how much are you going to charge me?
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's Blue White Weekend. Time to stock up. Hilscher's General Store, of course, another great place to stock up. 7 miles south of Sealands Grove on Routes 11 and 15. Go to www.hilscherstore.com. A lot to talk about when it comes to Hilscher's as well. Walnut Creek products, usually available online or wholesale from Ohio. Walnut Creek products like cheese, jams, jellies, granola, popcorn, peach and pear preserves, applesauce, all at Hilscher's. You'll find all sorts of baking flavors like peanut butter, lemon, and strawberry, just to name a few. You can even use them to make your own flavored water. And check out 36 feet of bulk items for baking and cooking. Pennsylvania-made foods and Burt's Bees items, all at Hilscher's General Store. Stop there. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We now bring in the ultimate fan.
You're not ensconced today in the studios?
Safely ensconced here at the Chateau, of course.
That's my favorite Steve Jones word, ensconced.
Yes, well,
I'm here.
I had to look it up just to make sure I understood what it meant.
Bruins and Red Sox are postponed tonight. There was somebody saying to me today, well, the NHL's really worried about postponing the game because, I mean, the schedule's so tight. I said, the city's in lockdown. Who cares?
Nobody's going to go to it.
Who cares? Oh, they want to go to it, but they can't. I mean, look, I mean, my daughter-in-law was told today, can't go to work in Waltham. Can't. Right? I mean, people are told, I mean, and I know, and I'm not going to get into who told me this, but I know somebody that knows somebody in Watertown. Right? In fact, my grandfather used to work at Piccolo's Pharmacy in Watertown. Right? We'd go in sometimes to Piccolo's. He'd park the car. We'd get the bus at the T in Watertown and go into Fenway Park. And we did a couple times we did that. Not often. Usually we drove in. But we would go take the T from Watertown on a couple of occasions. So I've been to Watertown several times before. Right? And this person told my friend today, the police came by. They say, get on the floor. Do not get up off the floor. Don't get near the windows. Well, she went and glanced out the back. SWAT was going through her backyard.
Yeah, I've seen some of the photos. I mean, it fatigues and everything.
Look, yeah, but they're murderers. Okay? I don't care that they let the guy in the Mercedes go. They're murderers. One's already dead, the other one's on the loose. Right? They have shown, they don't care about killing kids. They readily put a bomb right next to one. Killed that police officer at MIT last night, severely wounded one of the T workers. They don't care about life. This kid doesn't care about life. So, yeah, they want people out of the way and safe because these people have already shown they don't care. Women, yeah, they'll kill them. Little kid, kill him. Doesn't matter. How many people can we get? And of course, they're all, we can't believe they did this. They're such great kids. Yeah, sure they are. All right. Earlier today, went to the Nittany Lion Inn. Had a sit down today with Mark Brennan and reminisced just a bit and also talked about the blue-white game. One of the first things he reminisced about were those Friday nights at the Nittany Lion Inn that we used to have in the old days.
We get together with the media here downstairs. And that was always fun. But even more fun to me was stopping by Whiskers Bar. And you would happen to see Fran Fischer and George Paterno holding court. And I got to tell you, that was the coolest scene ever, to see those two guys just hanging out. And as you know, two of the nicest people ever. And I just bring that up because, Whiskers is right here. And this place, the Nittany Lion Inn, just stirs a lot of memories. You could see people walking around here just kind of enjoying themselves on Blue White Weekend.
And we would come here on a Friday night, and it would be hold court time.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, Fran and George would be over here, and court would continue, and it was fun. From our perspective, they did it, the Mickey Bergsteins, the Fran Fischers, Jim Tarmans, John Grants, Gil Santos, Fran Fischers, George Paternos of the world, they set the tone for what Jack and I have to do today. They set the tone for all of that, and we have great appreciation for what they did because the network is as big as it is today because of what they did.
Yeah, one of the other cool things about them, Steve, and you, I know, appreciate this, but it might be hard for fans to appreciate this, but when Penn State first joined the Big Ten, travel for the media was just, you went from driving to West Virginia and Syracuse and, wherever else to, having to fly everywhere. And you'd go to these places and you really didn't know anybody. And the beauty of it is whenever you got to the team hotel, the first person there was always George. He was and he was always holding court at the hotel bar. And I don't mean that in a negative way because he would just sit there, have a couple drinks, and you'd have a couple drinks with him. But you'd be in this place.
This is friendship. This is not, that's all. It's social.
Absolutely. But you'd be in these places where you didn't know anybody. Now we've been to all these places enough that you know your way around. You go drive downtown. You do whatever. But you're in Minnesota or, Minneapolis or Iowa City. Cedar Rapids is where the team would stay. And there was always a friendly face, you know, with George and Fran. And that, to me, was always – George was always there first. I think Fran would travel with the team.
He was with the team. Yeah.
Right. But you knew it because you were on all those trips as well. Yeah. And just to have kind of friendly faces. So I know I'm kind of, you know, waxing nostalgic here. But whenever I come to the Nittany Lion Inn, I always think about Whiskers and just the way – how cool those guys were because they were celebrities.
Yes, they were.
I mean, Fran still is a celebrity,
yes,
obviously.
Yes,
but
agreed.
But they could not have been more generous with their time, signing autographs, doing whatever. I saw Steve here was signing an autograph. He's being generous with his time as well. But in all seriousness, you come to this place, and I know some – interesting stuff has happened here with board meetings and whatever in the last year or so.
Yeah.
But I always remember this place, and I always think of this place. I always think about those Friday nights and the fun you had with really good people.
I have one quick story, and then we'll talk about the Blue-White game tomorrow. Going out to Michigan City, Penn State's going to play Notre Dame. And at this time, I was the third announcer on the broadcast. And John Sanders was the play-by-play guy, my good friend John Sanders. And George was the color analyst, and I was the third guy. Well, Michigan City happened to be in Central Time. South Bend was in Eastern Time. And I remember when the evening was done, Joe had held court upstairs in Bud Tallman's room, and things broke up. George said, hey, what time do you guys want to leave tomorrow? You know, and it was a noon game, and we were on at, I don't know, 10:30, 10 o'clock, something like that. And so John said, well, why don't we get out of here at 7:30? And he says, all right, 7:30, South Bend, here, Central. I said, no. I looked at George's watch. I said, okay, your watch says 11. When your watch says 7:30, we're going. I said, we're going to go on your watch. He goes, okay. I said, that way we're all safe.
Yeah. Let me tell one quick
story.
Go ahead,
please.
Back in the early 2000s when Penn State was struggling a little bit, I wrote something negative about the program or Joe or whatever. And a couple days later, I show up at the Tuesday press conference, and I've been known to wear shorts now and again. And I asked Joe a question. It was some inane question, and he goes off on me. You know, why don't you be professional? Why don't you start wearing some long – you know, what are you doing wearing shorts? And it was his way of – calling me on the carpet for being critical of the program. Well, whenever I speak to classes, I tell this story because I think it kind of gives an indication of what Joe's relationship with the media was like. So he could be contentious when you were dealing with him on a professional level. Well, that Friday, you know, I come here to the Nittany Lion Inn for Joe's get together with the media. And, you know, it's a Nittany Lion Inn. It's a Friday. I wear long pants. I'm not a goof. I mean, if I do TV or stuff or go to a wedding, I wear long pants. So, you know, sure enough, I walk in wearing long pants, and the first thing Joe says is, you see, Brennan, you wear long pants. You're a pretty good-looking guy. And it was his way of saying the professional stuff is kind of checked at the door.
Yeah.
And okay, we're here in a social setting. Let's put that aside. So I thought I always remember that when I come to this place too. So and it's funny. I'm talking as if I'm traveling in from out of town. I live 2 miles away, so it's not that big of a deal. But
you live one street over from me.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally. Let's get to this football team.
Yep.
Let's talk about the. You know, obviously. Tomorrow for everybody, it's going to be the interest of the quarterbacks. I mean, no question about that. What are you going to watch for tomorrow?
You know, knowing Bill O'Brien the way that we know him already, I can't imagine he's going to show a whole heck of a lot of the offense that we're going to see, you know, come the fall. So I don't think we're going to really be able to gauge anything on the quarterbacks based on what we see tomorrow. I really don't. You know, from everything I heard, I know that you see a lot more of it, but everything I'm hearing, it really is kind of a dead heat that neither guy has distinguished himself.
No.
And I don't think any of this is going to be settled until we get into preseason practice once Hackenberg gets here. I think he's going to be in the mix. The things I'm going to look for tomorrow, you know, I'm going to look for some of the younger players, especially maybe linebacker, Naeem Wortman, the
right.
Wooten kid, you know. Do we have to see Glenn Carson or Mike Cole? No, we know what those guys are all about. some of the young players in the secondary, you know, Malik Golden, a guy who's moved over, Williams, a guy who's moved over. So, yeah, those are some of the things. And with respect to offense, you know, how's the offensive line coming together? Ty Howell's a guy I think everybody's going to have to keep an eye on.
Sure.
I think he's a vital player for them, replacing Stankavich. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be looking for.
Yeah, it was interesting because I know that they were looking at Channel 3 with the Next Chapter show and so forth. I was in a meeting with them yesterday. They said, you know, give us some names to look at. And what I did was the same thing you did. I said, okay, here we go. Wilkerson.
Yep.
Jordan Lucas. Daquan Davis. You know, you start going through the guy, Akil Lynch, guys that you don't have tape on.
Right.
All right, that are going to be players in this grouping going forward. You don't need any more tape, for example, on Glenn Carson or
Zwinak.
Or Deion Barnes. But you're going to need some on Austin Johnson. You're going to need something on seeing Trevor Williams playing a defensive back spot and seeing Malik Golden play a safety spot, things like that. Those are the ones that you need to get a gauge on.
Yeah, and I just wrote a couple things on our site going through all of them, and there are a lot of different players. You know, you mentioned Wilkerson. I think that's a great one because he's a guy who, to me, has been completely overlooked, and, you know, understandably so. I cannot imagine that there is a team that has a better tight end core than this group. I mean, when all these preseason magazines come out, if they don't have Penn State as the top tight end group, I don't think people comprehend. You know, everybody knows how good Kyle Carter is.
Right.
I don't think anybody really has any idea how good Jesse James is and is going to be. I mean, for a guy running a 4.6 40 at 6'7", 260 pounds, I mean, that's insane. You know, I wrote it today. I think if you look at this team in terms of pro potential, and I know, you know, coaches would hate hearing me say this, but, you know, I see Donovan Smith as a guy, you know, with you know, his ability, I think is way up there. But I think Jesse James, when you look at what, you know, project things out to the NFL level, that guy is unbelievable. So I know I'm getting off track here, but obviously Lehman was a guy who came kind of out of nowhere last year,
sure.
Another big guy who moves well. But Wilkerson, you know, everything I'm hearing about him athletically and what he can do from kind of that pass catching tight end position, you throw Brenneman into the mix. I mean, it's insane with the talent they have there.
It's his projected emergence that allows them to think about moving a Gary Gilliam to tackle. That's an indicator right there of what they think about his possible emergence, that they would take somebody that was established at the position, knows the playbook of that position, but would consider a different position for him.
Yeah, that's one of the disappointments is that don't think we're going to see Gary Gilliam tomorrow.
No.
And I would really have liked to see him. Now, if you see him physically, he passes the eye test for a tackle. The other thing about Gilliam, and I know you've had a chance to talk
to him. Long arms. That's big, and his footwork's good.
Right. I mean, he looks like an offensive.
Yeah.
He does. He does not look like a guy who just grew into an offensive tackle. But here's a couple things that I like about Gilliam. I know you've dealt with him. Very intelligent kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I don't say that loosely. I mean, if you talk to him, you could see that he has his act together. And what does it say about him that he was able to realize what was going on at tight end and the amount of talent they had and goes to Bill O'Brien and said, you know what, I think I'd like to try tackle. And that's helpful to him and to the team. But how many times have we seen situations, and maybe not with this team, but, you know, whether it's – well, no, we did see it. I mean, we saw it last year with Paul Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill O'Brien says, listen, I don't think it's going to work out at quarterback. Why don't you play tight end? Now – you know, if I'm a football player and Bill O'Brien tells me I should be playing tight end, I think I'm going to play tight end. I mean,
right.
I just, you know, I don't know what Paul Jones is, what's going to work out for him at, where is he, at Robert Morris now?
Bobby Moe.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, he didn't want to take that advice. Now, look at Gilliam. He doesn't even need the advice from O'Brien. He comes up with it himself, goes to O'Brien, and Bill O'Brien's like, yeah, this is a good idea.
He told me that back in November. Gilliam told me that back in November. He came up to me at practice one day, just in one of those bypasses. He says, don't you think I have a tackle's body? He's thinking about this in November. So, I mean, he had something. He put a lot of thought into it. And that, You know, and he will do well there.
Yeah, and
once he gets a shot, he'll do well there.
Yeah, from what I understand, it was a calf problem that he had, and but it wasn't overly serious, and it's more of a precautionary thing. I mean, they really don't need them. They really don't need him at this point, unless there's an injury, and knock on wood, there won't be. But, you know, and Donovan Smith, Gress, and then you have Shrive, who can play either side, you know, versatile.
Shrive can play four positions on the line.
I mean, and how key is that? You know, to have guys
going forward, Mark, they're going to need guys to play multiple spots. I mean, going forward, they're going to operate probably this year, probably in the high 60s this year.
Right.
With scholarships. So they're close to it now.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, you talk about Trevor Williams. I mean, I would not be the slightest bit surprised if, you know, come the fall, if.
If they need him, because you know what, they've got a core group of five receivers right now.
Right.
Core group between Robinson, Felder, Kenny, Lewis, and Zanellato. That's a good core group.
Until
of five.
Someone turns an ankle.
Right.
Which and again, knock on wood. I hope all these guys stay healthy.
Sure, no question.
But I think my point is to have the flexibility.
Sure, you got it. Yeah.
You know, and what about a guy like Adrian Amos? Look at what the flexibility he's able to give them back there in the secondary. Yeah, I mean, really, he told us that the only position he hasn't played is field corner. I mean, he's played everywhere else, including nickel. And I think that's just great. You know, gave some of the younger cornerbacks a chance to get out there and get some work. Just really important. But speaking to the versatility,
In the end, that helps him, though, because, look, in the NFL, they're running a lot of sub packages. I mean, sub packages are very important in the NFL, and now he actually understands sub packages.
Well, who does he remind the guy that he reminded me of, and not necessarily in body style or anything, but just in the way that they were using him, is Brian Scott.
Sure.
Who was a cornerback here and then went to the NFL and was a safety forever, and last year actually ended up playing linebacker.
Right.
You know, people forget Adrian Amos, and I know we're all over the place, but I love kicking this stuff around. Adrian Amos is only 19 years old.
I know.
He's, you know, he weighs 215 pounds. You know, he may not even be completely physically mature yet. I mean, it's kind of scary where this guy could potentially go.
Back now to the point you were going to make just moments ago before we got a little sidetracked about multiple spots. You're talking about down the road. You're making a point.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah. I mean, I just think, as you were mentioning, it is going to be imperative that they have guys who are able to do a bunch of different things. And if I had I've tried not to be overly critical of the previous staff, but one thing that stood out to me last year with the offensive line, because they started doing it last year when they were rotating in, they had Farrell, Gress, and Donovan Smith playing tackle. And when Smith was injured, Farrell was moving back and forth.
Mangiero came in, Howell came in.
Right, exactly.
They had guys coming in.
And they did not used to do that nearly as much.
The previous staff used to do it actually years ago.
Right.
You know, in the 80s and in the early 90s, Joe did full lines.
Absolutely. And that's a conversation I've had with Keith Conlin when they did the long tackle, short tackle thing, but they would actually rotate in. And I think they got away from that. I think that's important just to keep these guys fresh beyond what you were talking about. But, they are going to have guys now. And that's where I think Bill O'Brien's NFL experience is going to help. I mean, when you look at an NFL roster, they carry what on game day? Seven offensive linemen?
Seven.
Yeah. So you have to have five starters. Mm-hmm. Then you have to have a guy who can play either tackle spot and then a guy who can play either guard spot and center.
Right.
And I think that's going to be helpful to them moving forward to be able to have that sort of mentality and be able to have guys ready to play at all different times.
Mark, always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and sorry for rambling on so much, but love coming on and having some fun and talking to the man, Bob Taylor.
Mark Brennan with me earlier today at the Nittany Lion Inn. Next half hour, just after the news at the top of the hour, the all-important news at the top of the hour, Bill O'Brien. My sit-down with him this morning. We'll talk about how things went, what he's looking for in tomorrow's blue-white game. News, though, coming up at the top of the hour, including CBS, as the manhunt continues in the Boston area, Watertown, Cambridge. The streets of Boston are deserted. The Bruins game tonight with the Penguins and the Red Sox game are both postponed tonight because the city and the surrounding towns are in lockdown as the massive manhunt continues. One of the two suspects in the bombing dead. That happened early this morning. The other one still on the run, the subject of a massive manhunt in Boston, especially in Watertown today. The update at the top of the hour from CBS News on News Radio 1070 WKOK.